Hello, everybody, and welcome to For You English. I am your host, Shane.
And I'm Betty.
That is Betty. So we're talking about substitutes.
Sugar substitutes?
Sugar substitutes. Mm-hmm. Not just any substitute, not a substitute teacher or any other substitute, but sugar substitutes. So the title is More Than Taste, What Sugar and Sugar Substitutes Do in Food.
Exactly. And yesterday we kind of introduced a bunch of terms, a bunch of sugars and sugar substitutes.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask you, are you more of a sweets person or more of a salty person? Like, do you choose snacks like that are sweet or salty?
I think I'm more of a salty person because I'm born and raised in Taiwan. So I'm very used to traditional desserts that are sort of like a blend of sweet and savory, or sometimes just, you know, savory, which means salt in this case.
Yeah.
So I think, for example, 咸酥鸡 啦, so 还有很多啊, 就半夜的美食嘛, so I think there's no doubt I'm more of a salty person.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of bakeries in Taiwan. There's a lot of sweets in Taiwan, too. They even make things that should be salty, like beans. Uh-huh. You guys make them sweet, where we eat them as salty in America. So you do add a lot of sugar to stuff.
But I guess I like both. I like 咸酥鸡.
But you like salty foods.
Like 咸酥鸡. Okay. Not necessarily salty, but 咸酥鸡. Okay. 男生问题，比如说许多同学在 就会依靠咖啡在考试期间保持清醒。那你要讲说依靠咖啡，或者是我们就喜欢喝糖啊，让我们都处在一个比较亢奋的状态，对不对？这个依靠依赖的英文怎么翻译吗？ We'll find out.
More than taste, what sugar and sugar substitutes do in food. Sugar does more than just make food taste good. Sucrose, for instance, supplies quick energy and helps shape a food's texture. In baking, it keeps cakes and cookies tender and moist. It also helps them turn golden brown and adds richer aromas. However, consuming too much sugar is linked to problems like tooth decay and weight gain. It can also make blood sugar levels harder to control. Sugar substitutes are often chosen because they can provide sweetness with fewer calories and less impact on blood sugar. This can be helpful for people who want more control over their diet. However, many high-intensity sweeteners are about 200 times sweeter than sucrose, and some, like sucralose, are even about 600 times sweeter. So only a tiny amount is needed to sweeten a product.
All right, let's hop into this article. Sugar does more than just make food taste good. Sucrose, for instance, supplies quick energy and helps shape a food's texture.
Oh, okay.
So texture, like if we're talking about food's texture, it's the way that a particular type of food feels in your mouth. Now, texture in general is just the way that a surface or substance feels when you touch it, such as being rough, smooth, or soft. So food texture is like what you'd be feeling with your tongue, basically, or inside your mouth, right? An example of that, of the general type of texture, is the artist added thick layers of paint to the canvas to give the painting a more interesting texture. So when you feel it or look at it, it looks like that.
Yeah. 没错，他就说这个蔗糖啊， 其实可以给我们能量嘛， 就是糖类嘛， 对不对？ 还有就是这个口感， 那texture口感啊， 质感啊， 比如说这个布摸起来， 这个质感， 是怎么样， 都可以用texture， 很好用的字。
In the article, in baking, it keeps cakes and cookies tender and moist.
对，就说在烘焙的时候啊， 那个蛋糕哦， 或者是这个饼干啊， 要比较软软， tender， 或者是比较有湿湿， 不会太干， moist， 它就是要靠这个糖。
好想吃哦。
Right, so we're getting hungry, actually.
Okay. It also helps them turn golden brown and adds richer aromas.
Aromas.
So an aroma is just a pleasant or a very distinctive smell, typically from food, drink, or plants. So in this case, of course, we're talking about foods like cakes and stuff like that. An example sentence you could use is the rich aroma of freshly brewed coffee filled the entire kitchen every morning.
对，这 aroma 呢，咖啡香啊，什么炒菜香啊，就是通常是香，臭不行。好，所以糖还有很多功能哦，比如说食物的上色啊，哦，还有就是说它这个香气哦，都是糖，它有扮演一定的角色。But there's always a but.
So, well, in this case, it's a however. However, consuming too much sugar is linked to problems like tooth decay and weight gain.
Oh, no.
That's the problem that I have with regular sugar. So tooth decay is just damage to a tooth surface or enamel, like the kind of part that's on top of your tooth that's smooth. That happens when bacteria in the mouth make acids that attack the tooth. So, for example, you could say eating too many sugary snacks without brushing regularly can lead to painful tooth decay.
没错，就是如果你爱吃甜的会怎么样？就是 tooth decay， 你会蛀牙嘛？还有怎样？你会胖嘛？weight gain， 这就是糖最大的问题了。哎，也就是为什么不能吃糖的问题哦。那同学可以说 have a sweet tooth， 就是你很爱吃甜食。Oh, I have a sweet tooth.
I definitely have a sweet tooth.
I think me too.
Yeah. Okay. I think most people do.
Who doesn't?
Okay. Back to the article. It can also make blood sugar levels harder to control.
Yeah, especially when you're getting older. Controlling the amount of sugar you consume every day becomes like,a pretty important thing you pay attention to.
Yeah, sugar has this problem of like the more you do it, the heavier you get, and then the more difficult it becomes to control your sugar levels, and you get diabetes.
Right, and I think sugar also does some damage to your body.
Yeah, it damages your liver, damages all kinds of parts of your body.
So,
it's not, you need to use it very sparingly. Don't use it.Too much.
Right. That's why we have sugar substitutes.
So, back to the article. Sugar substitutes are often chosen because they can provide sweetness with fewer calories and less impact on blood sugar.
没错。所以我们用代糖的话呢，就怎么样？它们也是甜哦。而且有时候代糖一点点，它就可以很甜。
Right.
那这样子的话呢，哎，你的血糖啊，也不会上升下降嘛。然后还有就是我们说它会被排出去，它不会被身体分解。所以说那个卡路里呢，也被控制下来了。
Okay, this can be helpful for people who want more control over their diet.
Right, like you, right? You are like a fan of sugar substitutes.
Yes, it helps control what I put in my body and helps control my weight.
Okay, right? So exactly how does it work? This is pretty magical.
All right, well, continuing the article. However, many high-intensity sweeteners are about 200 times sweeter than sucrose, and some, like sucralose...are even about 600 times sweeter.
All right.
Than sugar. 600 times.
I actually get a little bit lost when I was reading this part because I can't really imagine like 600 times sweeter. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so we have like intensity and high intensity.
Right.
Intensity means the quality of being very strong, concentrated, or extreme in force, feeling, or activity.Whereas high intensity means extremely strong or concentrated. In the context of sweeteners, so if we're talking about sweeteners, it refers to substances that are much sweeter than regular sugar.
对，所以就是说，我们讲到 intense 啊 ，intensity 啊 ，intense 就是强烈的、极度的。比如说 intense workout， 我就狂去那个健身房训练。好 ，intense discomfort 啊、肚子痛，超级痛。那 high intensity 就是高强度的。对，所以这就在讲糖哦。其实就是代糖，有的时候你想一下哦，它只要一点点，它那个糖啊，是一般我们的普通的糖的好几百倍哎。所以你就是很难想象说，哇，代糖怎么会这么甜？然后你还吃了还比较容易不胖，所以是不是一个解药良药呢 ？Right.
So the article says, so only a tiny amount is needed to sweeten a product.So, like, in the morning when I have my coffee, I use a little bit of sucralose, actually.
Uh-huh.
And you, it's like such a tiny, tiny little itsy-bitty amount, and it's like you put, like, 3 teaspoons of sugar, or 5 teaspoons of sugar in your coffee.
That's amazing, don't you think?
It's just crazy. It's just the tiniest little amount, and it's very hard to control the amount. So sometimes I
put
a few crystals too much, and I'm like, oh, gosh.Too sweet.
对，所以那个摄影说，他只要用一点点代糖哦，吃起来就很甜很甜。他的咖啡，然后如果多加了，不小心多加了一滴滴， 哎，那就太甜了，哦，好神奇哦。
Yeah, it's very interesting.
对，那这里的话 sweeten 就是使什么东西变甜，那个形容词后面加 en 或者是前面加 en 的话，就会是使这个东西有什么样的特性。 sweeten 使变甜， broaden 使变宽，加前面也可以有 enlarge 使变大的意思。好，同学们来看第一个单字，诶，还蛮有用的， tender 形容词，食物软软嫩嫩的啊，肉啊蔬菜啊煮的软嫩就可以用 tender。 比如说 the steak was so tender that it almost melted in my mouth， 诶，美食家很常这样讲嘛，哎，牛排好嫩哦，几乎入口即化的感觉哦。第二个 moist 也在形容食物哦，形容词湿润的，比如说蛋糕啊吃起来不干的，比如说 a good chocolate cake should be moist and richNot dry. 好的巧克力蛋糕定义是怎么样呢？湿润浓郁，不是干巴巴的齁。第三个 consume, 动词吃喝摄取，它是一个比较正式的字，所以同学要看情境使用。比如说 people who consume too much sugar may develop health problems, 吃太多糖的人可能会有健康问题。第四个 impact, 很重要的高中单字，名词影响冲击，比如说，诶，我们要记得一下 have an impactOn something, 那个介系词要记得。The new law will have a significant impact on our daily life. 这个法条法规哦，会对我们日常生活中产生很大的影响。来看一下今天的文法，倍数的用法。来，倍数可以怎么用呢？我们可以用 time 来表达几倍，三倍就 three times, 一倍 one time。好，后面可以怎么加呢？是跟什么比？多了三倍，多了一倍呢？你可以加原级，比如说 as big as。比较级 bigger than， 那或者是啊，比如说我说这个 big 的话呢，它是尺寸，对不对？你可以说 the size of， OK， 所以 big， 哎，它的名词就是 size， 就可以变成 the size of。 那如果是对多长，长多多，那就变成它的 length， wide 就变成 width， heavy 就变成 weightOK, 那所以说呢，诶，我们来看那个内文哦，它其实就有讲到说 ,many high intensity sweeteners are about 200 times sweeter than sucrose. 好，那这个地方呢还有讲到有的时候有 600 times sweeter, 所以 200 times, 600 times, 那这个地方请同学要特别注意，那我们这边是用比较级的用法 ,sweeter,then。 好，那我要考同学置换一下这个句子，换句话说了，来考同学哦， The box is three times as big as that one， 这个箱子比那个箱子大三倍，你帮我用比较级改。好，比较级的话呢，我们就把 as big as 拿掉，变成什么 big 的比较级 bigger， 然后呢 then， 所以 this box is three times bigger thanThat one. 好，用名词，那这个 big 的话它是大小，所以我们用 size 就会变成 This box is three times the size of that one. 好的，那我们这个文法的讲解呢就到这边为止。那同学呢多练习，多置换一下，这可以在作文啊还有阅读呢都可以帮助同学加快你造句或者是理解的速度哦。
Of course, artificial sweeteners come with their own limits. Sugar alcohols can cause stomach discomfort if eaten in large amounts. On top of that, if you rely heavily on artificial sweeteners, you may keep training your taste buds to expect intense sweetness, making less sweet foods seem dull by comparison. The most practical approach is usually balance. Learn what each option does.Read labels and make wise decisions about sweetness.
All right, back to the article. Of course, artificial sweeteners come with their own limits.
All right, so we're talking about their limits. We kept going on about like how
bong they are.
Right, how good they are. But actually, they do have limits. So what are those limits?
Sugar alcohols can cause stomach discomfort if eaten in large amounts.
Oh, so 如果有的东西要吃太多的话，哎，那个胃会不舒服，是不是？
But I'll tell you right now, it's really hard to take them in large amounts.
Especially
stuff like sucralose, like I'm telling you, like if you saw the amounts that I actually added to my coffee, you would just be like, how could that possibly do anything? And then you taste it and you're like, Whoa.
Too sweet.
It's just crazy.
Okay.
The article goes on to say, on top of that, if you rely heavily on artificial sweeteners, you may keep training your taste buds to expect intense sweetness, making less sweet foods seem dull by comparison.
所以有的时候就是会怎么样？因为你的舌头已经习惯这种高强度这种甜味哦，所以你有时候可能就好，那我这个甜味这样以后就是需要更多，我觉得今天这样够了，隔天你就想要更多更多更多，变成说哇你这是甜上瘾了齁。那对，然后我也跟大家讲，那个代糖的有一些健康的对健康的危害其实都现在都还在调查当中，所以大家还是适量就好，呵，适量就好。好，那这里呢要给同学一个暖身的解答，比如说很多学生啊在考试期间都要喝咖啡保持清醒，这个依赖咖啡，依靠咖啡，我们会用 rely on something。 那这个 rely on 你中间可以加一个 heavily， 就是重度依赖，非常依赖，比如说 many students rely heavily on coffee to stay awake during exams， 记得 rely on 这个介系词。
Okay, great, back to the article. The most practical approach is usually balance.You know,
balance is important.
That's like in life in general, it's really, that's like the golden rule. Just like, you know, try to find the middle ground, you know, not too much, not too little. Find a nice balance. Learn what each option does, read labels, and make wise decisions about sweetness.
Right. In English, we have a saying we say, too much of a good thing, right? When you have too much of something good, something wonderful, amazing, then that thing becomes bad. 所以就是好东西过了齁也会变坏。所以呢就是过犹不及，不要想说它好啊我就用喝的这样，但你应该喝不下去，因为那真的非常甜哦。所以 moderation in all things， 中庸之道好不好，过犹不及，大家要注意。好，那同学们来看第五个单字哦。第五个单字比较难一点哦 ，taste bud， 它是名词，味蕾，就是你舌头上不是有一点凸起凸起一颗一颗的吗？那叫 taste bud。好，那比如说 ，spices can stimulate your taste buds and make the food more delicious。香料可以刺激的味蕾，所以它让食物尝起来更美味哦。第六个单字 comparison 重要，名词比较的意思。By comparison 就是相较之下，比如说 ，the first movie was great。By comparison, the sequel was quite boring. 欸，这部电影的第一部很棒啊，相较之下，这个续集哦，就很平淡无聊。
For you chat. Okay, so we're on to the For You Chat section. We get to have a little bit of chat. When you buy a drink, what sugar level do you usually choose?
Yeah, we're quite particular with sugar levels in Taiwan, right? We have full sugar.
Right.
Half sugar,
less, no sugar.
Right, 就是全糖、半糖、微糖跟无糖，对不对？外国没有这么啰嗦的哦。外国的话就是多一点、少一点而已，对不对？
To be honest, we don't really just have these kind of shops
when you order
where you buy drinks.
Coffee at Starbucks, you can't really.
Oh, yeah, that's true. At Starbucks, but you usually add your own sweeteners. They're standard unless you really tell them.They're not going to ask you, how sweet do you want that?
But I can tell them I would like to have a coffee with more sugar, less sweet.
Or you can tell them specifically how many pumps of the syrup that you want them to use, if you know, right?
要挤几次那个糖浆。
So for me, I usually choose half sugar, and I think that's mostly because, of course, I want it to be a little sweet, but I'm afraid of getting too many calories.
Half sugar is too much calories.
Really? Even
half sugar.
I still want it to be sweet, though. Uh-huh. Now, if they offered artificial sweeteners, like you were telling me, like you know a place, I would be so excited, so I am a little bit excited now. I probably buy drinks from tea shops. I would probably buy sugars from tea shops more often.
I usually don't
just because I feel like I'm going to get fat because I want it to be sweet. Mm. And if I want it to be sweet, I've got to take this
regular
sucrose
sugar.
Or fructose or whatever they use. In the U.S. restaurants and places that sell drinks, they often give you sugar substitutes as an option. Mm-hmm. But in Taiwan, less people use sugar substitutes, so it's really too bad.
对，因为台湾其实这种代 糖这个概念还是比较新的，外国人他们其实盛行很久，就喜欢用代糖这样，这种无微不微的东西，
也是无微不微的东西，是
对，比较新颖的这个概念，然后很多都从像吃什么洛梨啊，也是从国外传进来，那我们就更疯狂吃洛梨，但他们其实已经流行了十年，对，所以大家可以去研究一下那个 sugar substitute， 但是我都喝那种微糖或无糖的啦，对，因为sugar can really mess with people's skin， 我们刚才讲到对其他地方的危害嘛，体重增加啦，可是其实吃糖啊对皮肤不好 or even your mood， 有的时候吃糖，所以呢 I try to have as little as possible，
so you go less sugar or no sugar，
对，
but that also just kind of means no taste，
but
so just skip it， save your money，
skin versus for sugar， I
or
choosekin.
Or just go to 7-Eleven and get yourself a Coke Zero.
That we'll have to talk about that. I'm not sure it's 100% healthy either.
I think it's healthy.
Right, okay.
So it's still debatable.
Right, debatable. 所以那个什么 Coke Zero, 我们就看它为什么 Zero 还那么甜。好，但我们没有批评它的意思哦。对。但今天的节目我们就讲到这边啦。如果同学想看更多精彩的内容，赶快下载我们空中美语的 app。All right, so I'll see you next time.
I know, I'll see you next time.
All right,
we'll see you next time.
Yeah, bye-bye.